Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, get your Bible, a notepad, and a pen. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. We give you a lot of scripture, and we make sure the scripture interpret the scripture. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. St. John 5:39. And the Bible said, no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation, which means we don't supposed to give our own interpretation of the scriptures. We're supposed to let the scripture interpret the scripture. Glory to God. I want to take you into a message today, revealing the man of sin. Glory to God. I want to show you how Satan came in the church, established certain doctrines and teachings and mindsets, and he used those different things to cause the church to fall away from the truth. The Bible said we're supposed to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 3, the Bible said, let no man deceive you, letting us know that the enemy is going to use men. He's going to use good men. He's going to use bad men. He's going to use men to try to deceive the church. So it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The day of the Lord is at hand. Jesus is soon to come, but I believe that God has given us this word to reveal him in the church. Glory to God. We know one day he's going to go in the literal temple and he's going to declare that he's God and try to exalt himself above all that is called God. But before he go in that literal temple in Jerusalem, he's now in the temples of God, which is the body. The Bible said the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God's temples now house a lot of teachings, a lot of belief systems that God did not send to the church. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I want to take you into the word, and we want to show you some of the doctrines of devils that's been taught to the church that we need to escort so that we can get ready for the coming of the Lord. Let's go now into the broadcast entitled Revealing the Man of Sin.
Glory to God. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We love you so much. What an honor it is to serve you and to be in the house of the Lord. The word said, where two or three come together in your name, you promised to be in the midst. So we thank you for being here tonight. And Lord, as we approach the scriptures tonight, thank you for the heavenly host backing us up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we stand firmly on the word of God and we give you praise and honor. Lord, we push back the powers of darkness. We cast out the enemy out this area, out of this ministry, off this ministry, and off the people. Lord God, we put a stop to every spirit of witchcraft in the area. And all stubbornness we cast down in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, liberty we claim for the people that darken these doors. We thank you, Lord God, that the atmosphere is set, Lord God, for perfection to be brought forth in the peoples in Jesus' name. And if you believe it, give the Lord praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. Man, it's good to walk in the power of God. Amen. It's good to walk in the power. We're going to start out tonight with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to read a few verses out of that, then we're going to take off tonight. We gave an assignment last week, and I gave out Ezekiel 34 and Matthew 23. Those two basically go together. And Jude 1 and 2 Peter 2. Did anybody get to read any of it? Amen. Raise your hand. Amen. So we're going to do some commenting on what y'all saw in those chapters. But we're going to start out in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And we still dealing with the man of sin that's in the temples, plural. And God keep on unveiling this to me. And as long as he keep me here and keep unveiling the truth, we're going to keep talking about it. Glory to God. And the devil is on the run. Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, it says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. So we know he's talking about the coming of the Lord, right? And we living in a day where Jesus could come at any minute. September has passed. I have never seen a month like September pass that in all my life. And don't think God has forgotten about it. Amen. God has not forgotten about all the signs he sent to the earth. And we are on borrowed time. The Lord is soon to come. Okay, so we're talking about the coming of the Lord. Verse 2 says that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. Don't be deceived, Paul was telling the church. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Jesus said, I'm coming back, but before I come back, there's going to be a falling away. And the Lord revealed to me and told me that the falling away has been occurring the last several decades. I had never realized that until he showed it to me. Then he took me to the scripture and he began to unveil it, because the Bible said there was a truth that was once delivered to the saints. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, Jesus had already raised those apostles up in truth. But when the Holy Spirit came, he brought back to their memory everything Jesus taught. So the truth was once introduced to the saints. Okay? And so whenever people get away from that truth, that's the falling away. Okay? So as soon as the church was birthed, the enemy started trying to cause some people to fall away. The apostasy has been going on. Okay? Now, he couldn't do very much when those early apostles was in place, because they kept that church pure, plain, straight, and narrow, and they wouldn't let nothing in. Their lives was on the line. But when those true founding apostles died out, they still had some contenders for the faith hanging around. But what Satan did is he got in government, and he made the church a state religion, a national religion. So in other words, the state, the government got involved and endorsed the church, whereas before the church was being persecuted. When the church was being persecuted, everybody was standing up for their faith. But when the government came in and legalized the church, then the church got relaxed, not knowing that that was the door for the Antichrist to come in. Because they start bringing in all kinds of different things, and all kinds of teachings begin to come in the church. And what they didn't realize is it seemed like all the persecution was over. But what they didn't realize is even though they was legalized, they were still demonized, because the devil started sneaking in the church, establishing things. Okay, so the falling away has been taking place. It's been a long time. Okay, and then First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's been a lot of doctrines established in the church since the church has been born, and we've traveled up until this point to 2015. And now the Lord is soon to come, but he said before he returned, they're going to be a falling away first. So now we on the tail end of the falling away. So the falling away has been taking place, but we on the tail end. We at the end of the falling away. Okay. And that's what the Lord told me and everything. We're going to go to the scripture. We're going to see it in the scripture. Okay. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay. He going to be revealed. Now, we talked about how he's going to come in the temple. And he going to be revealed physically one day. And then when he break the covenant, he going to come in the temple. Apparently, they're going to build another temple, because if the Bible said going to be a temple, there will be a temple. He going to come in the temple and break the covenant with the Jews 3.5 years. And then he going to exalt himself in that literal temple. Before that day, we talked about how he going to come in the spiritual church, which is the body of Christ. He going to come in their temples, in the people. And that spirit going to exalt himself against all that is called God. How did he get in the people? Through mindsets, teachings, false doctrines, belief systems, and things of that nature. So the church have allowed certain teachings in the church. They have, and the church got in sin themselves and started liking some of their sins. And so now the church is at a place to where you talk about living with no sin at all. They look at you crazy. But the church wasn't born that way. The true church of Jesus Christ was not born that way, because it was born with God's nature. It was born just like the Father. And in God, there's no darkness at all. So God has opened this up to us. Amen. And I thank God we got people here experiencing it. And you got a preacher live it every day. So, and I believe there's other peoples in the world that's walking in this. But if not, all God need is three scriptures proving it. And then he get just one person living it, he can judge the whole world. He didn't have but eight before he wiped out a world one time. I know he got more than eight people now. Amen. So he can judge the world. So it says that they shall not come except there come a falling away first. Then the man of sin going to be revealed. This teaching, this truth, little did I know, is revealing the man of sin in the people. He's letting you know where you are. If you don't think you can live without sin, and if you haven't rid yourself of sin, this message is revealing the man of sin that have established himself in the temples, the people. Amen. Because ain't no sin going to heaven. None. Zip. Zero. And so we got to deal with the man of sin in our temple. Okay, but let's go on and finish reading. It says, the son of perdition, the man of sin going to be revealed, the son of perdition. Then it says, who opposes and exalts himself against all that is called God and that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Whenever sin is in our lives, the man of sin, some kind of way, has gotten you to agree to allow sin in your temple, and you may be doing wrong, whoever that may be, but he's glorifying himself, said, look, Jesus died, he ain't do no good at all, I'm still alive. He's boasting. He's exalting himself above all that is called God. Okay, but watch this. Remember, verse 5, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. It was a mystery how Satan, a pure holy church, born with God's blood, God's nature, God's mind, God's heart, just like the Father, no different. And that church turned the world upside down. And a pure bride now don't even think they can be a bride. Don't even think they can be holy now and live with no sin at all in the life. So it was a mystery how Satan took a pure bride and got him here. But it was a mystery of iniquity at work. It says the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now watch this. Here's where I want to go, because I want to extend this revelation a little bit, and then we're going to move on. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Okay. He's coming back again. Now we know he's coming in the clouds to snatch the bride out, the true bride. But he's also coming back to set feet on the earth again. Okay. Now when he come back to set feet on the earth again, he's coming back to do some damage. Okay. And it says, even him who's coming is after the workings of Satan. Now, here's the extended revelation. I don't think I shared this with you guys as a whole. I might have shared it with a couple of people, but this is the part I don't think I've shared publicly. Here's what the Lord continued to tell me about this. He said, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan. After who? He didn't say Satan, because I used to think he was talking about coming back after Satan. And the Lord told me, Brother AJ, no. He said, I came after Satan and defeated him. I done already defeated him. When I come back, I'm not coming back to redo my fight with him. I'm going to show you who he's coming back for. He's coming back for the working of Satan. Said, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. He not coming back for Satan. He coming back for the workings of Satan in people that receive not the truth, the love of the truth. Do y'all see that revelation? Because I always thought he coming back for Satan. No, he ain't coming back for Satan. The only thing he going to do with Satan when he set up his kingdom, Jesus not going to even deal with Satan. The Bible said he going to send one angel with the key to the Bible. Jesus ain't got no time to redo that working. He done defeated the devil. This time he coming back for the workings of the devil in the people. He going to let one angel, he said, I ain't got no time for you. I done handled you. One angel going to come and take that old dragon, the devil, not you, Sister Gordon. Take that old dragon, that old serpent, the devil, and they're going to bind him. That's when he really going to be bound. You can't bind him until that day. All you can do now is cast them out of people. One angel going to bind him to the bottomless pit and shut him up 1,000 years. Jesus is coming back for the working of Satan in the people. How did he get in the people? That spirit of the man of sin got in people and got them convinced that they cannot cease sinning after all that Jesus did. And if they don't hear this truth and identify him and get themselves right, then they will be left and they will be the ones Jesus coming back to take vengeance on. Y'all see it? Glory to God. And then if you read in Hebrews chapter 10, it talks about, you write this down because I don't want to go to it because I didn't think I was going to spend this much time. You go to Hebrews chapter 10. Well, let's look at it. Glory to God. Because I want you, let me finish reading this. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. People, he's talking about people. It's that man of sin that done got in people. Anybody don't want to receive this message, you don't have to. You don't have to receive this message, and you don't have to receive the mercy of God to reveal the man of sin in the church. And you can go on and keep your sin and say nobody can live without sins. Keep it. But you're going to be sucked into the Antichrist system. And then when Jesus take his bride out of here, then you qualify for the punishment that he's coming back to destroy the workings of Satan in the people that didn't receive the love of the truth. It is not Satan. It's the people with Satan in them. This is the message I'm preaching to the church now. Glory to God. And it says, let's go over here to Hebrews. Let me show you some. Because scripture interprets scripture. I want this word to keep me clean. I declare everybody come through these doors, this word going to get you clean and get you ready. And anybody that don't turn around, you will be ready when he come. And we're going to stand and hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, I declare that over your life. Got to be happy you're in a place. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and I'm going to start at verse 26. It says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. The danger of a revelatory word when God revealed truth to you and you see it clearly and you understand and you persist and go on and sin, that's scary. That's scary. And then that man of sin will make you think, well, I'm gonna get it right later on. You think you can repent like you when you want? Boy, that devil done fool you. Yeah. If you think you can just up and repent when you get ready, he got you. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Now watch this, sins. But this is what remain, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. God said, you become the adversary This, he said, I purchased the temples. He said, I bought you with a price. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, Satan, over the years, done got in many bodies, many temples, and he done convinced you there's no such thing as living without sin. You can't do it. Jesus fell on the cross. You can't live without sin. And if you in agreement with him, God said right here, he said, but they're going to be a fearful looking for of judgment, a fiery indignation to devour the adversaries. God said, you become my adversary if you don't get that devil out of your thoughts and mindset and heart. He said, you become my adversaries. And I ain't making nothing up. Y'all read this in context. It says, he that despise, now watch this, he going to compare the Old Testament people to the New Testament people. So for anybody saying this is not for the New Testament people, that preacher lying. He said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more punishment you suppose the New Testament people? That's what he's saying. So he said, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified. So he's talking about sanctified people, people that was once sanctified, an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For now watch this. For you, we know him that has said, vengeance is mine. When is the day of vengeance? When he come back and set feet on the earth. He coming back for the working of Satan in them that didn't receive the love of the truth. So he said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. That's going to be a day of repayment during the great trip, after the great trip, during the great tribulation. And when he come back to destroy the working of Satan in people before he set his kingdom up, that's the day of vengeance. Okay. He said, and he's talking to his people here now, for you know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge who? His people. You can't twist this Bible and say that's for sinners. That's for his people that won't evict the man of sin. So this message going all over the radio, going all around the world, he said, before that day come, the man of sin going to be revealed. He's being revealed right now. He's being revealed right now. And this is God's mercy. This is God opening the door saying, hurry up, get out, get out, get out. This is mercy. I don't care how strong I come over. It's still God's mercy. Saying, come out from among them, be ye separated. But if you don't, and the trumpet blow, and you left, then when he come back, he coming back for them, the working of Satan in them. Y'all got that revelation? Now, he showed me that by revelation, but he showed me all over the scriptures. Now, let's travel a little bit tonight. Okay. All right, I told you guys, tonight is entitled Revealing the Man of Sin. We still revealing the man of sin. All right, get the mics, and anybody who didn't get the chance to read these chapters, please go read them. Read Ezekiel 34 and Matthew 23. Those two chapters show you the anger of God when he get angry at leadership. He was angry at the pastors feeding themselves and not feeding the flock. That's why God don't have no patience and no time for church becoming a merchandising church. That's why we don't on the radio, we don't beg folks for money. We never will beg folks for money. We are not going to sell the gospel. Because you don't see that nowhere in the Bible. God sent a preacher to preach the gospel and tell him to sell it. That's a whorish church. Now, the word whore is in the Bible. Now, don't y'all kids freak out now. Kids, y'all understand? That's a scripture. When the church become wicked and get away from God, it's whoredom. All the kids understand. So I want the parents to know I'm teaching the kids too. I don't want them to get wrong stuff now. Or think it's wrong. But the church has went so far away from God, selling the word of God, selling everything in the church. Church has become the biggest merchandising racket and money-making racket there is on the planet. And that ain't God's church. And many people are going to be thankful for someone crying out to this church to repent. Okay? And we need to come out from among them and be separated. Glory to God. Okay, So when you read Ezekiel 34 and Matthew 23, you see Jesus himself, how he felt about leadership that had misled people. If you read Jude, only one chapter, and 2 Peter chapter 2, you see all these leaders, how God felt about leaders misleading people. Now, I want to see what y'all found when y'all read them, what y'all found. Who want to go first when y'all read the chapters? And if you haven't read them, please try to do it, and because we still may come back Thursday after next. We got a lot to do in these chapters because God got me lingering here because this message I'm introducing to the church is revealing the man of sin and how he got in the church. And that's God's mercy giving the church a chance to get it right before the trumpet blow. Okay, so we'll probably be on this for a while. All right, who want to go first? When you read those chapters, I need to see what the Lord said to you guys. You got the scriptures ready, Nisha? You could put the first one up. John 6, 6, 6. Isn't that amazing? 6, 6, 6. St. John chapter 6. Look at that. That ain't no accident, too, I'm telling y'all, because 666, that scripture right there show where the Antichrist spirit started at. But the people who translated the Bible, see, they put in the chapters and the verses. They didn't, the chapters and verses wasn't inspired by God, because when the Bible was first written, it was just a letter. But when the translators broke it down, I bet you they didn't know what they was doing when they put that scripture 666 there. 666, that scripture itself, it's talking about the spirit of the Antichrist when it first went out from Jesus. We'll look at it in a minute. Come on, Judy.
Yeah, I think when reading Ezekiel 34, you were talking about how he hard on the pastor scattering his sheep.
Yeah, you saw how he was, how hard he was?
How hard he was, and he said he coming after one that unscattered his sheep, and he coming back for his people to bring them back together.
He loved his people.
And, yeah, to bring them back, the one he did out there with waving wolves and just people taking advantage of him. So he going to bring them back to one shepherd. He going to bring
one shepherd
back. And Matthew, they pretty much lined up with it because he talk about the pastor, you know, like them feeding themselves and not thinking about the
sheep. They feeding themselves, not thinking about the sheep because they're more interested in money, 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 money coming, money coming, money coming. Can't save your soul. One preacher said, can't nobody be sin free, but then they will come back and bleed for their church to be debt free. Mm-hmm. Jesus ain't died for no debt. He died for sin. Come on.
And 2 Peter, we talk about the
Sister Shamika, you're going to get me laughing up here.
Second Peter talk about the pastors, too, about how the false pastors coming among them, feeding them, you know, what they want, feeding them their minds and tell them what they want to tell them.
Right.
And you know, corrupting the people's minds and stuff. And Jude pretty much talking about the same thing.
Same
too,
thing.
You know what I'm saying? And he warning us to just stand fast for what we got. Don't believe everything that coming in the... And saying in the pulpit, you know,
don't believe everything. Test everybody.
Yeah, and
test me too. Y'all test me too. Don't just look at me and just because I'm teaching and stop testing me. Test me.
Yeah.
Test me, Sister Delisa.
And what the Jew said, you know, he said, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then in Jude, did you read that part where it said, it talking about preachers now? That's what Jude was talking about. He said, they spots in your feast. They spots. That's how the church got spotted up, through preachers. Mm-hmm. Do you know the Antichrist started through the clergy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it started in the clergy. The Antichrist spirit started in the clergy with the majority of the preachers. And they went out from Jesus, and they didn't walk no more with him. Now, if he started in the clergy, where you think he going in? In the clergy. So I look strange sitting up here preaching on the clergy, and I'm in the clergy. I'm supposed to, and every other preacher is supposed to do it. We're supposed to tell the people the truth. God loves his sheep, and he wants people to be saved. But some of these pulpits is off course and preaching by an Antichrist spirit, and he needs somebody to address it. And I'm not scared to address it.
He called them dogs, too.
He called them dogs. See, now, look, that's to the Bible. See, because I don't want, when people hear us, they think we have some issues. I ain't got no issue. I got an issue with the man of sin. That's my issue. I ain't got no issue with these people. I got an issue with the man of sin.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. But for more free teaching, I want to send you to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.